We're dancing our whole samba. From beginning to end.
Remember end.
If you look like a zombie when you're doing your samba, it's probably not good. Unless, have you seen World War Z?
Yeah.
Those zombies can move. There was no dancing.
Beautiful.
Incredible.
As you're dancing through this samba, if I see anything that doesn't look competitive, I will call it to the class's attention. I don't mean personally embarrassing anybody, just saying. Everybody stand with a really good dance position. Look confident. Long neck. Hold your partner well. Here comes half a basic to the foot change. Ready? At one, a two, one, two. At one, a two, a three, a four, one, a two, one, a two, one, a two, a three, a four, one, a two, a three, a four, and with a two under the arm. Now the promenade and walk. Hold it right there. Some chins have dropped. Keep your chin up. Keep your eyes up. Stand in promenade and show me a good samba walk. Look at your back arm. Make sure there's no daylight between your arms. Turn towards your partner squarely. Align those arms perfectly. Her elbow is just past his elbow. Her hand drapes off the back. Good. Everybody's shoulders are down. Long. Now, keeping all of those attachments secure, open a side to promenade. And here we go with a samba walk, then a side samba walk. Ready? And one, a two. Whoops, do that again. Josh, look down. Promenade position. Ready? And one, two. Side samba, walk and volta. Good, hold on a moment. So this is the crisscross volta. Man goes in front first. Let's do it again. Let's back the whole group up just a little bit to make sure you have room for all of these crisscross figures. Starting promenade. The side samba walk should be one of the most competitive figures you do. Gentlemen, when you dance the side samba walk, shoot up ahead and away from your partner. Create space and release an arm. Here we go with a samba walk first. Ready? And walk, a two, explode, a two, one. Good, do that one more time. One of the reasons why he's doing that is to impress her. So gentlemen, look her in the eye and see if she's impressed at the end of your side samba walk. And hope you're not dancing with Junie because she left. Ready? And one, two, look her in the eye, then one, two, three, a four, one, a two, a three, vota photo. One, a two, crisscross volta. One, a two, a three, a four, one, a two, a three, and whisk. One, a two, one, a two. Good. Turn around. We're dancing back the other way, but with a new partner.
Thank you.
Leader. Followers, find someone who didn't have a partner. Here comes two of them. So for any guy who didn't have a partner,
I don't know the syllables. Sorry.
Is there any particular figure or transition in there that is harder for you?
which one is it?
So it's revolt and then finish and revoltage, right?
Yes.
And then finish Botafogo. And then voltage twist.
Yes. Let's make sure everybody got that. Stand in promenade position with the partner you were last dancing with. Stand tumble walk, side tumble walk. It's a little bit too crowded. Somebody's gonna get that. When we finish the side tumble walk, stop for inspection. Ready? Pat. One, a two, one, a two. Everybody should have a free arm pump. Her left arm is up, his right arm is up. Up does not mean head level. If it's at head level, somebody can't see your arm. Make sure everybody, all around the room, can see your arm. Now, the crisscross volta, just do four counts and stop so I can see that open Botafogo ending to it. Ready? Pat. One, two, three, a four. Hold it. Looking at the feet, the marked position. Good. The other half is the same. Pat. One, a two, a three, a four. Feet are apart. Now, two Botafogos. Pat. One, a two, one.
Four. Got it.
One, a two.
Oh, I had to go that side.
One, a two, three, and roll. Now,
oh, okay.
A two, one, a two.
Next step for this club more.
Look at this rule. When you say dance position with your partner, you never do the dance position all at one time. So, let's do it all at one time. So this would be wrong. We both attach at the same time. It is always gentleman first, lady second, meaning that my hand eventually comes into her back, and eventually she condescends to touch me. So we don't want her to look anxious, needy. So she always connects after he does. So this comes up at the end of the crisscross volta. So let's stand first. Just finished the crisscross volta. As we whip, I come in on the first whip, she comes in on the second one with her arm. And this is always a rule, even in standard. Never put all the parts in place at the same time. It is always sequential. Let's do promenade position and then the samba walk, side samba walk. Promenade position. Ready? And. One, a two, explode, away. One, a two, a three, out, connection. One, a two, a three, out, connection. Botafogo. Hold. A two, a three, a four. One, a two, a three. He connects first. Sometimes she does. Good.
I'm so sorry.
She's very short.
Thank you.
She's got the right
attitude. Hey, how are you doing?
Find a new partner. Here we go to music. One last time through the samba. So we're not in promenade position. We're going from the beginning. If you can reach out and kick someone, you're too close. Good. So now, as you look at the spacing here among the group, this is too close together, keep them still. So if in doubt, move it out. Good. Here we go.
Yeah.
you can pick one thing in the samba as a priority that's going to get the judge to mark you well, what is the one thing you get to pick?
Body rhythm.
So it sounds like you're treating samba differently from the other dances. It is not different in this respect. The thing that wins it in the waltz is the same thing that wins it in the rumba, the jive, the samba, the paso doble. What is it?
Posture.
The way you stand. So with that partner, stand again. Ready to start? Show me posture that can only be in the right leg. Good. Leaders, stay. Followers, step away. Is he good enough? Is there anything you'd like to arrange differently? Why do you always get really? It's the Ginny Brothers. So even if he looks perfect, I still want you to grab his cranium and lift it. So even if he looks perfect, I want you to put some weight on his shoulders and make sure they're down, neck long. Okay? This is your chance to sculpt the perfect male. Good. Everyone should be a Greek god before they start dancing. Once you start dancing, who knows what's going to happen? But at least start this thing. Okay, good. Take dance position together. And now it's his turn. She stays, he backs off. Gentlemen, you can't put your hands just anywhere, but choose the right places. Rearrange them. Culture. Just make sure she has perfect neck, perfect shoulders. Make sure her elbows are confidently apart. She's got a nice big circle she's forming. Elbows to elbows. Good. Stand together in your position. Good. So this looks completely different from anything I've seen so far tonight. This is where we start every single dance. Look perfect. It should be Ricardo and Julia starting the song. It may break apart in one beat of music, but if you start there, at least we have a chance. Now, dance the whole samba with music, and do not give up anything in this brain posture volume that you're showing.
We're heroes.
Make this your priority. But you actually are a much better dancer if you've got experience, exposure in the other dances. It puts you in front of the judges twice as much. It probably will encourage you to practice even more. But practicing and learning the American ones would be good also.
Is being in front of the judges twice as much a good thing?
It normally is a good thing.
Even though it's...
They don't like you.
Even... And so if people were experimenting with other styles, it'd be better, even though it's not all equal, than to be seen less?
So if the question is whether it'd be better to be seen less and only at your best, or seen more and showing them inferior stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It turns out that if you dance American style, you work less hard and you get farther in the rounds. So in the field, you look better.
So the judges don't normally compare American versus international because they're all different days, different sessions, whatever. What they tend to notice is where you do the best in the field of competitors. So if you are typically a first rounder in international style in American, that's probably a semifinal. So that won't always be true, but it has always been true, and it still is generally true. It depends on the competition. MIT is a little bit different. They have a huge American-style group up there. Great training, so their American is better than most places. But if you go to DCDI, for instance, and you dance American style, they never have more than a final in the American Championships. Usually it's only one or two people. There are just so few people who do international style in our area. So if you're going to Bam Jam, and I hope all of you are, I'm assuming American style will be much, much weaker than international. Is there anybody who has information that would be different from that? Does anybody know American style dancers who are pretty strong coming? And it just turns out that it's... So you are only going to be a bronze dancer for a short while, if that's what you are right now. Pretty soon you'll be silver and then gold. And it's better now to be hitting in the other dances and dabbling in them. Again, I don't mean giving them equal time. Just make sure you can do a simple bronze waltz, a simple bronze tango in American style. Just simple, four or five figures per dance, max, and just do those dances as well. The extra competitive experience is very beneficial, and I've never known anyone to be sorry to do that while they were still at the bronze or silver levels.
They have, like, competing techniques with Latin rhythm. Or at least that's like my understanding of like that knee and stuff. So what do you think of like having those competing techniques and having them like unintentionally bleed over and make the other one work?
Yeah. Did everybody hear that? So in American style, there's a lot of emphasis on a merengue action even when doing a rumba. So if you go into an American style competition and you don't do that merengue action, you do international, you've made a nightmare for the judges because your international is probably going to look better than their American, and now which of the judges mark? The vast majority of judges are international style judges. Even though they know American, they are going to mark what they like and what they have done. So it drives the American judges crazy. Are there any American style judges at Bam Jam?
I don't know.
Where is
that?
So the
American judges get nervous. Because I did that. Competed American where we just did Latin technique, and the marks were like very polarized. They were marked last by some judges and then first by others.
That's the nightmare. But that doesn't fully address the question. The question is, if you start dancing two styles, will one change the other in a negative way? So will you start dancing too much of a bent leg in your international style by working on that some in your American? We won't let that happen. So if I start to notice bent legs in here, I'll be calling that out right away. So in general, learning the additional technique will be very good for you. Again, as long as it doesn't take too much time away. So I would like all of you to be practicing as much as you can, and this is one way for me to get more practice out of you, even if it's only a proportion of 1 to 10. So 10 parts, I don't know, 9 parts international and 1 part American. Just be able to get out on the floor and something. You'll be amazed at how relaxed you are when you're dancing a style you haven't worked on very much. You go out, your expectations are lower, so you just work on bullshit. You'll bluff with great posture and salesmanship, and you'll find again, wow, that was easy, because you go rounds.
So you're taking a file you haven't studied
for.
Right,
it's your body.
It's kind of true.
And I highly recommend that you have a workshop or two in a semester on American style. So just take a Saturday or a Sunday. So what do you, what's the hold up? Interest or a coach?
It's not so much an interest of like, we're thinking about doing specific things with American style, and because people want to come in with different levels of knowing American style, like it would be easy. And we also aren't going to do any more workshops this semester, but like, we're trying. I want it to move fast. No one will listen to me, but like, we want. We're trying. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
It's going
to
happen.
I mean, I'm really excited that the Terpsichorean Bowl is going to be the week after the Washington Open for the first time in history. So it always conflicts with my competition. So now you can do both. But even more important, it's a week later. It's not till May 9th. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
So.
Terpsichorean
ball.
Awesome.
Like,
Terpsichorean is like an actual thing.
I know. I knew that.
Great.
Oh. That's an awesome pun.
I know.
Hi, I thought it turned on my hair face, so I was like, weird.
That too.
So the turf ball is a whole week later, which means at that you'll be dressed up more formally and you'll have more, you'll have to be able to do American and International, I guess, there. I haven't been to that ball before. Does it have a lot of non-dancers there? Is it?
It's basically just a large event.
But is it a social that includes non-dancers, and, or is it mainly for the dance community?
I've only gone to it once, and it's primarily dancers.
Yeah.
It's like us, and like Georgia. Like the usual suspects.
Okay. The usual ballroom suspects.
But all of them.
All of them.
Okay.
All of the BAMA love that I like.
And then another question around the American style. When you go to CCD night, do they play American style music sometimes?
They do, but no identification.
Not really.
So American rumba, for instance, they don't really do that.
No.
The people will, a lot of people will just move from that ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, those aren't that different. Okay. So we just answered the samba. The point was, stand up, look good, be superficial. So make sure the icing is on the cake. Some of you are putting the cake out there without the icing, and the judges don't eat without the icing. So really important.
Of course, healthy cake.
Icing is good.
No, guys,
the second thing that's going to be really impressive in your samba is, as we've been talking about, to dance it confidently. So this is not just postural. I'd like to see. I always put on music that I think you will like. So when I put on the music and then I don't start you right away, you all start there just kind of ticking. You see, you're into the music. I need to see that you're into the music all the way through. So stay with the same partner one more time. Show me the posture. This time, show me great musicality in your body. Feel it? Should we do next?
I think the choices are rumba, cha-cha, or jive. Rumba? Okay. Raise your hand if you have not done the full bronze rumba routine. Raise your hand if you would prefer to go straight to the silver one.
What?
What is the full bronze rumba routine?
Let's find out. So stand with partner in open position and dance the bronze rumba routine as I call it out. So we're starting in an open position. His right foot is back, her left foot is forward. And we're doing a prep step, so I have to use the prep is on four. One, two, three, four, one, two. Kalambana, four, one. Close hip twist, four, one. Two, three, alpha fan. Two, three, hockey stick. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, rock and roll. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, natural top. Four, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, opening out to right and left. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Close it. Two, three, four. One, stand position. Alamana. Two, three, four. One, two, hand to hand, three times. Two, three, forward, snap. Two, three, forward, snap. Patty cake and solo walk, side by side. Two, three, four, hold. One, patty cake and two New Yorks. Two, three, four, one, two, solo squat turn. Two, three, back to the beginning with the half basic in open position. So let's do this without a partner and find out the details on it. Followers, back to your side. Followers, back over. Leave it right out. Followers, spread out and go along with us.
That's a lot.
Up to watching. Follow along with us. Okay. Leaders, press step on four. One, two, three, four, one, two. Three, alamana. Two, three, close hip twist. Two, three, four. One, two, three, hockey stick. Two, three, four. One, two, three, rock and roll. Two, three, four, one. Show that front pedal every time. Step side into the natural top. Two, three, four, hold. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, opening out to right and left. Side, rock, and close. Side, rock, close to foot. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Alamana. Two, three, close. Two, three, hand to hand. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, and the wall. Two, three, four, hold. One, two, three, New York. Two, three, four. Two, three, solo spot turn. Two, three, back to the beginning. Close the feet as she comes up for her alamana. Good. Back to the beginning, ladies one. Are there leaders who are pretty confident of this routine and can stand front for everybody to follow? One, two, three. So, front row is for modeling. Here we go from the beginning. Please press step on four. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, alamana. Two, three, close it. Two, three, hold it right there. This is called a press line. Right foot is forward, the heel is off the floor. That heel lowers, and that knee straightens at the last moment, and that's what calls it the swivel to go to stand position. Let's do that back rock again with a closed hip twist. Right foot back with a closed hip twist. Two, three, four, one, and two, three, four. Two, three, four, and two, three. Back basic. Two, three, and walk. There's pressure against your hand and his. Into the natural top. Four, one, two, three, four, 1, 2, 3, 4. Opening out. Face that wall. That's about face. 2, 3. One more. This is the beginning of a closed hip twist. There's that press line again. Straighten and swivel to walk to fast. All in all. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, and an end. 2, 3. Forward walk turning. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Forward walk. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. To New York. 2, 3, 4. 2. Solo squat turn. And from there we start again with a back rock to the underarm turn. Partner up.
Much more assertive, much more curious.
Likewise, in Colombia, the American style has a lot of sidesteps. We don't do sidesteps. So ladies, when you finish your prep step, which is back, you're doing a back rock step right up to him. Your alma mater is all forward steps. So you are not allowed to have any sidesteps in your rumba, at least until we get to the last figure, the New York's and the solo spot turn. So from the beginning, no sidesteps at all.
Straight step.
One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, hold it. She just had a sidestep.
I don't see so much.
Watch this beginning. So what I want is after the prep step, two, three, she steps straight up to her partner, not deviating off course. So it is not to the side, it's straight forward. Then she does her forward walk in the alma mater. No side steps. So let's see that again from the beginning.
Well, I think it's
one, two, three, four, one, two, three, stop.
So maybe the guys didn't go first.
Strong, I like that.
Ladies, if there, gentlemen, walk away. Gentlemen, as you back up away, is there any daylight showing you see her legs? No? Start that again. Ladies, no daylight. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, then the turn. And two, three, four, close it. Two, four, ten, two, three, good. On the close tip twist, on what count of the music does she do the twist? Work it out together, each partnership. Come up with an answer. So here's a nomination, the and after four. Are there other nominations? So here's the one. So we have and, we have one. Any other nominations?
One.
So then there's the and after the one. So are you changing your vote? The and after the one is the correct answer, actually. So ladies, when you dance your hip twist, what I don't want to see is two, three, four. And as soon as you get here, right away, turn. Because we always connect our turn to the next step. So once you've done your step outside partner, wait. The turn is part of the next step. Therefore, it's and two. Let's do that closed tip twist. Stand in closed position to start it. Open out right away. And two, three, four, one, and two. So the women that time turn, bing, 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 different times. Do it again. We're all going to turn at the same time.
Perfect. Wait
for me to say one. We're about to turn after one. Ready? And two, three, four, one, and two. Three and four. One, two, three. Stop. Her hip should be touching his right now. Gentlemen, do not go to her. Let's start again. From the beginning. So leaders, on your opposite, you're going to hit forward check and then close. At that moment of clearing, her hip touches yours, so you're not close to her. From the very beginning, press up. Gentlemen, make sure your thumb is on the back of your hand. Followers, look at this a moment. A bad hand position for you would be that. So now when he gives the lead, the energy is misdirected. So you want to provide a flat, straight wrist. He holds your hand, and it's a straight, flat wrist position. Here we go again. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, one. Two, three, close tip twist. Two, three, four, bend. Two, three, four, two, three, stop. His feet are together. He has not turned at all. He's still facing the front wall. Good. And continue. And two, three, four. Good. Change partners.
Thank you.
Leader, you got to shuttle partners. And before we do this again, make sure you do it for your partner. I need you to separate into two camps. Are you a hard, assertive, aggressive Latin dancer, or are you a more soft, passive, romantic Latin dancer? So hard, aggressive, go over here. Soft, romantic, passive, go over here. How do you do rumba and all your other Latin dances?
Try to do a Latin dance.
Okay, so we'll do
drive separately in a moment than if it is different. So, which wins competition?
That one.
Good. So I want everybody on the other side. So is jive different in that way? Yeah. So you would dance salt romantic, the other one. So even your cha-cha salt romantic, even your samba salt and romantic.
I think it's only rumba.
Yeah.
So rumba salt and romantic, that's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you seen juniors dance in competition?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is scary. Inappropriately scary, but
yes, yes. Oh my God, have they
put it in
yet? Not right.
Right. So they've made a martial art out of the rumba. It's really, really important not to dance it like that, but to get the benefits that they are getting. So there's a reason why they're trained that way. So the scariest, the scariest woman I have ever seen doing rumba is Zivika Tall, the one that I've hired to do the Congress at the Washington Open. So I'm not sure how scary she's going to be that day. So
she's
we'll
pretty
see.
Scary on the poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So usually we divide Latin dancers into two types, classical or jazz. Or another way to put it is those who prepare and have a very polished, perfected routine, all every detail taken care of, or those who dance more like club dancers. They look like they're making it up as they go along. We can have two kinds. Both of those can be champions. However, the club dancers have a harder time of it. They look more real, more authentic, but they often look unfinished, unpolished. They don't always know what they're going to get when they go out on the floor. So if you knew a long history of world-class dancers, I'd just go through and give you all the names of the ones that have gone in each category. But I don't think that's going to help. So I'll just keep pointing out your personal characteristics when I feel like you've been a club dancer good or a club dancer bad. A polished classical dancer, very perfected, good, and the same thing can look over-rehearsed, and that would be bad. So if you go out there and you dance everything in the right place, but it leaves everybody cold, that's no good. So we can choose different terms. If there's another way you want me to refer to it, we can do that. But it is really important to see that we have these approaches to Latin. Decide which one is you. Unrehearsed means you don't get to choose. So if you're not very well rehearsed, you take whatever you get. You walk on the floor, who knows what's going to happen that day. We're talking about when you're rehearsing, have a clear objective. What do you want to look like? Having a Hollywood persona helps most people. So if you're a movie star dancing rumba, which movie star are you going to pick? It can be Daniel Craig as James Bond. It can be Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. I mean, Vin Diesel. You decide. Tarzan. You can pick any superhero.
It's always D&D.
So you can do Captain America, or you can be Wolverine. I mean, just pick your role.
Wolverine.
Berserker
Claw.
And I think maybe I don't know if you know it or not. There's now a female Thor.
Yes.
And she's selling many more comic books than male Thor. Probably two men. But
we'll take it.
We will.
Wrestling is going to kill her. She gets hit right there.
That's
yeah,
right.
Really.
So go back to that partner you're about to dance with.
Thank you.
I think you're done. Move
it back to this way, son. Stay with that part there.
Too good.
So when we do an opening out to right and left, we should be at a 90-degree angle to each other. So Ginny's facing that wall.
Confidently.
And he's facing this way. Then we switch to the other side. And again, he's facing this way. So we have him doing cucarachas, just side rocker and closing. She's doing the hand to hand. Parts should be not matching.
Also, how do you transition from the back off into the natural top? Do you like collect and then go?
The side or?
Yeah, in case you didn't hear the question, the transition from the back walk to the natural top, how do we do that?
Gentlemen, when you're walking back, you have 2, 3, 4, that's the half basic, and 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. So there's a sharp step to the side on the second measure of the walk, and then crossing back from there. She should not match that side step. She should be stepping forward. Again, she is the assertive one in the partnership. So let's go from that half basic to the walk. When we finish the natural top, we'll go into the opening out to make sure. Open. So listen. On the diagonal, you draw it forward, you draw it back. Ready? And. Up, step, walk. 2, 3, 4. Keep the side sheet forward. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Opening out to right and left. He does side rock. He does forward. 2, 4. Then the closed hip twist. Out the fan. Change point.
Confidence.
Starting in fan position and doing an alamana. The alamana from fan position begins as if it's a hockey stick. 2, 3, 4. The difference is that I'm turning Annie the opposite way. Rather than the hand coming here, I'm taking it the other way, and then she dances her alamana into the hand-to-hand from there. So the first three steps are the same, and then we redirect her the opposite direction. Okay.
Start in fan position and show me that alamana. Ready? And 2, 3, alamada. And 2, 3, 4. Good, do that again. I cannot say too many times, women, be assertive. So not assertive would be this. 2, 3, and to turn off course too soon. So you are to be woman on a mission as long as you can. Then he redirects you and you're a woman in a new direction. So keep relating to each of your new directions. Powerful personality. From fan. Here we go again. Ready? And 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. Hand to hand. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Navigate and walk. Assertive. 3, 4. 2, 3. Patty cake to the New York. 2, 3, 4. Solo squat turn. 2, 3. Back to the beginning. One hand. Good. Change partners. And thread this way more. With partners, thread this way more. We're going to do this routine one more time, only it's cha-cha this time. Same routine.
Really?
There will be obvious differences. Instead of back walks, we'll do three cha-cha-chas and so on. I'll call those out as we go. We want to get to standard, like, really soon. So we get one cha-cha just to see what it is, and then we're going to jump to standard. The prep step is a lock step. 1, 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. Alamana. Cha-cha-cha. Close hip twist. 4, and 1, 2, 3, out, 2, fan, 2, 3, 4, and hockey stick, 2, 3, cha-cha-cha, 2, 3,
cha-cha-cha, three cha-cha-chas both ways. Rock and go the other way. Four and one, two and three, half a basic, natural top. Cha-cha-cha, two, three, four and one, two, three, four and one. Two, opening out to the closed hip twist. Two, two, out to fan right away, and the alamana from fan. Cha-cha-cha, hand to hand. Cha-cha-cha, two, three, four and one, two, three, four and one, three, cha-cha-cha, patty cake, lockstep, two New Yorks, three, cha-cha-cha, solo, butt turn, cha-cha-cha, two, three, clap at the beginning with half a basic.
No, it's okay.
Thank you, thank you. That really like screwed his knee.
No. So when we dance the hand-to-hand in the cha-cha, it is not like the rumba one where we step forward. The hand-to-hand in the cha-cha is a back rock and a side chasse. That right away tells you that it's going to be a temporary figure. Anything that goes sideways will not stay because that's not competitive enough. We need to understand the bronze figures before we build on them to the next level.
Yeah. Well, then there's no equivalent to the
not in syllabus. So the opening out to right and left is a great cha-cha figure, just not in syllabus, so at the moment we just don't. Yes?
Walk forward, we do like a patty cake.
Yes.
Every time.
In the cha-cha on those three cha-cha-chas. Okay. Yes. So any commission?
So from the hand-to-hand, we do two, three, four, and one, two, and three, four, and one, and then the New York. Is that the place you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
But not for rumba. Rumba is just one.
In the rumba, we do our last hand to hand, and we do patty cake from that, but then we walk staying side by side. Two, three, four, two, three. We patty cake at the end, so it's only the beginning and the end, and then we go to our New York from there. Thank you.
Change shoes for standard.